Back with a Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio. And in this interview, we feature the boys soccer category and talking with a junior forward from North County Soccer, and that's Nick Parker. So, Nick, you make it onto the Dream Team. You guys have a great, great year this year. How does it feel to be on the Dream Team with a very select few soccer players?
Well, it's very special because a lot of the kids on our team are very talented. It's just something good to accomplish because there's so many great players on our team.
It was definitely a very close race to get in onto the soccer category with a couple of the votes coming down to the very final day. When you just take the names away from everybody on there, your stats look pretty darn good next to everybody else's. What was it about this year that helped you really break through?
It wasn't really like something that made me break through. It's just it took me a while to get back to like being normal. Because I didn't play much soccer in the off season, and it just took me a while to get back to being me.
Got to shake the rust off a little bit.
Yeah, and my teammates really helped me out over the season, and our captains, and I got back to how it was.
Tell me about playing alongside some of those guys. A dream teamer like Tommy Struckman making it onto the dream team as well. You've got many guys around you. Talk about Lucas. I mean, Joel, take your pick. What's it like to be surrounded by so many quality players on one team?
Well, it's very special because if you ever have any problems, you can go to them and ask, and they'll know exactly what to tell you to do. And if you ever have any problems with anything, they'll just pick you up and help you with whatever you got to do.
And you kind of returned the favor, in a sense, this year in that district championship game. How sweet was it to have that kind of game on that kind of stage on your field?
It was very special. I mean, I didn't really expect that going into the game. I just kind of, when it happened, I was just like, holy cow, that just happened. I couldn't believe it.
The first one that you scored was pretty nice. The second one might have been even a little bit better. What moment from the whole season really stands out as your personal favorite?
It's definitely when we played Farmington in both games. Because our first game, it was a very tight game, and we went to double overtime, and it was just really intense. And then the second game, Farmington was just a great opponent, and it was just great playing them. Like, they were such a great opponent.
What was it like this year for you guys transitioning to a new coach and Coach Rob O'Keefe taking over this year? I had a chance to talk to him before the season started, and it seemed like he knows his stuff and really loves the sport. What was it like to play for him this year?
Well, coming into the season, we didn't really know what to expect. None of us have really met him, but one of our former players went to college with him, and we knew that he would know a lot about soccer, but we didn't know how harsh he would be or anything, but it turned out he'd been a real good coach. He was a good aspect to our team this year.
It seems like having a coach like Coach O'Keefe taking over this year, you have somebody that's not too far removed from what you guys are doing. So was it nice to have somebody that kind of understands what you're going through as you're going through it?
Yeah. He definitely, like, he's been through it before, and he just knew a lot. Like, he knew exactly what people should work on and where they should go and what they should do. And he just knew what to do.
So you guys have such a great year this year as a program. What was it like to be a part of the team through all that success?
Well, it was very special because coming into the season, we didn't really know what to expect. We didn't know if we'd be able to beat Farmington or not. We just really didn't know how our season was going to go coming with the new coach and everything, but it worked out really well.
Definitely, the season did work out very well for you guys. So you have a whole nother, well, pretty much a year and a half left in your high school career. Next year, you'll be back senior season. A couple of guys will graduate. What do you expect to be different about next year on the soccer team?
Well, next year we're losing a great leader in the midfield, and I think that we'll have a good season next year, just as good maybe, but we're definitely losing a good midfielder, and I'm hoping that we'll have just as better season as this year.
Nick, before I let you go today, is there anything that you want to mention or talk about that I haven't, or anybody you want to say thank you to?
I'd like to thank, like, Coach O'Keefe and our former coaches, Rob Strasser and Dave Spray, and all of them, just teaching us how to play soccer growing up when we were younger. And I want to, like, thank my parents and everybody that's helped me grow as an athlete.
And that is Nick Parker from North County Soccer making the Dream Team in his junior season. We still have plenty more Dream Team athletes to hear from leading up to the ceremony. That will be Sunday, December 4th, 2 p.m. at North County High School.